Matzimisha Matza Tov, right? And Yagata Matzasa, and three things come Behesach Hadas, right? A Metzia, an Akrav, a Scorpion, and Mashiach. And there he was on the staircase. I got this morning coming up the stairs, and there is this scorpion sitting on the staircase. Yeah.
Where is this Gemara?
What, in about three things from Behesach Hadas?
Yeah.
In Sanhedrin.
Uh-huh.
Sanhedrin Perek Chela.
Uh-huh, okay.
Three things from Behesach Hadas. Metzia, right? Akrav and Mashiach. I'm not saying the right order. Okay, anyway. So,
there's got to be some common denominator there.
Yeah, right. Cool. Well, I can't get one of the equal. I mean, whatever. Well, that's not. Anyway, so we're doing Bullock. Tavshinayin Ches. I'm going to be brief because Erev Shabbos Sheva brought us. And whatever.
Where are you going for Shabbos?
Shalavim.
Shalavim?
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So it says here, Vayishlach Malachim El Bilam Ben Beor. Right, this is the very beginning of Parsha.
First
passage. Right, well, not exactly first. Let's take a look. Let's see the beginning of the. No. Okay. First passage says, "Vayar Balak Ben Sipor." That's also important because that reminded me. "Vayar Balak Ben Sipor," and Balak saw. Is Kol Asher Asah Yisrael Amori. Everything that Yisrael did to the Amori, in other words, to Sichon, to Og. Vayagar Moab Mipnei Ha'am Me'od. They were very afraid of the nation. Again, without getting into all the diukim. Hiravu, because they're very numerous. Vayakat Moab Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. And they were, what's a good word for you, Vayakats? They were
repelled.
Say, look at that, yes. Right? They were repelled, right? They were repelled from Bnei Israel. They didn't want to be in their environment. They didn't want them to come near them. They didn't want.
Moab.
Moab. Yom Moab name John, right? I tell you, like, who I call us, called people. Seinu, they're going to, as it were, consume all of our environments. Kilchocha, Shoras, Yerika. So they're just like a steer. We call them, just like a steer finishes all of the, what do you call it, of the vegetation. I'm sorry, finishes all the vegetation. One second. Right. So they're going to consume everything, right? Now they can consume everything. Right. My name is Balak ben Sipor, Melech of Moab, Esi. And Balak was the Melech of Moab that time. Yish Malachim. And he sent messengers, El Bilam ben Beor, the Sora. Right. He sent them to Bilam. Who lived in Pesor, whatever, Asher al Anar, which is on the river, Eretz Bnei Amol, Likro Lo, Lemor, Hine Am Yatom Yitzrayim, Hine Chisa Es Ein Ha'aretz, Vuhu Yoshev Mimuli. Nation came out of Mitzrayim, Hine Chisa Es Ein Ha'aretz, they have covered the Ein Ha'aretz, the view, right, the ability to see the Aretz, Vuhu Yoshev Mimuli. Okay? So Rashi says on Ein Haaretz, Nechisea is Ein Haaretz, Sichon v'Og, Shoyushomim osanu, Omdu aleim v'Hargu. It's a funny thing. Nechisea is Ein Haaretz, Ein Haaretz. Ein means what you call an eye, the eye of the what you call for the people to see of the Haaretz, and they're standing opposite me. And therefore he says to Bilam, I want you to come and to give him the 4+ whammy, right? I want you to give him the 4+ whammy, right? And so that we'll be rid of them. Rashi says, what's the Ein Ha'aretz? Sichon v'Og. Sichon and Og, they're considered the Ein Ha'aretz. So over here, Ein, right, doesn't mean physically being able to see, right? But ain over here means to be mashgiach, right? To watch over the land. They're the ain ha'aretz. They watch over. Does that mean to see the land? What are they doing? Right? They're the ain ha'aretz. They are the ones who are watching over the land. Right? They see the land, and of course they're able to watch over it. And meanwhile, the Jews, what do you call it? Klal Yisrael, destroyed them, and now we're finished. So therefore, I need you to come and curse them. Bilam, in turn, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him later on, in the second citation there on page 1, he says, Hinei ha'am ha'yotzei b'Mitzrayim ve'chas es ein ha'aretz atalucha kovalios o'ulay yuchal ilachim bo v'girashtiv. Once again, when Bilam says to the Rabboni Shlom, he comes to him, right? And he says, you know, what they come here for? And he says, well, he tells him there's a land, the people came out of Mitzrayim, and they cover the Ein Ha'aretz, etc. The same story, the Kisas Ein Ha'aretz. He relates more or less, there are changes in it, and we're not going to discuss that now, but that is a source of discussion. There are minor changes, or certain changes between what Balak said to Bilam, but both of them have the concept of Kisas as Ein Ha'aretz. They covered the eye, literally translated, the eye of the land, the view of the land, or the way Rashi understood it, the people who were being mashgiach upon land, who were protecting the land, i.e. Sichon and Og. Fine. Says the Medrash, it says, Vayar Balak Noach l'Rishayim. It's better for the Rishayim shiusumi. You know, Bilam, right, was blind in one eye, right? He only had one eye. It says the Medrash, right? Noach l'Rishayim, it's better off for the Rishayim shiusumin. It's better that the Rishayim be blind. Why? She'ineim mivin ra l'olam, because their eyes, right? Their eyes bring evil to the world. The Rishayim. And as I just mentioned, the Rishayim in general. I mean, it's obviously going on. It's the Medrash is going on Balak, because it says Vayar Balak, and Balak saw. Right, the very first part, like Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, right? He saw. He says it's better for them to be blind. Why? Because whatever they see, they mess up. Noach, yeah, l'rishayim shu sumim sheineim mivim ra l'olam, because their eyes bring evil to the world. Bedor Amabel, for instance, just as an example, the Medrash says Bedor Amabel says Vayaru bnei Elokim. Right? It says over there, they saw the daughters of man, and we know that got them into trouble. Right? It says, Vayar Cham Avi Canaan. It says that Cham, yeah, the son of Canaan, I mean, I saw, what do you call it, the father of Canaan, yeah, saw, you know, etc., whatever he saw by Noach, right? Either he saw his nakedness, or he saw that, what do you call it, that he perhaps wanted to have more children, right? That would have to divide the world amongst more, whatever it is he saw. But obviously, what he resulted in, either he sodomized, what he called Noach, or he castrated him, or whatever he did, right? But it's obviously not to his credit. He sees, and the way he analyzes, the way he relates to what he sees, is totally messed up. And as a result, he acts upon it, and he just messes up things even more. Better they should be blind. Right? But you're also sorry, Paro. Right? When Avram and Sarah came down to Mitzrayim, the Chashuvim, the nobles of Mitzrayim, they saw Sarah, and they said, ha, a woman like this, it's got to go over to Paro. They see, they mess up. Better they should be blind. Akan Vayar Balak. Same thing also here, Vayar Balak, and Balak saw, right? And the conclusions he drew from this, yeah, brought disaster and mice upon himself, ultimately brought also disaster, really caught on the Jewish people, at the end of the Parsha with Benos Moav, and Baal Peor, etc. But whatever they see, they mess up. Now, let's go back to what he called the Parshas Vayera. The Parshas Vayera, yeah, it says in Shmos, it says by the Arbe, by the locusts and the plagues, right? In the that's in the beginning of Bo, no?
Yeah.
In Bo, not by you. It says v'chisa es ein ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu tells, right? Moshe Rabbeinu tells.
I got crossed it out and changed the book.
the plague of the Arbet says Vachisa es Ein Ha'aretz. They will cover the Ein Ha'aretz. You see that? See that terminology? It's the same terminology we have over here. Kisa es Ein Ha'aretz. And they're also in the Makkah, in the plague of Arbe, also says Kisa es Ein Ha'aretz. V'lo yuchal l'ros es Ha'aretz. Right? They'll cover the view of the land. V'achal es yesera pleita. And they will eat whatever is left over on Yisheres Lachem and Abar, that was left over for the Bar, right? Because it was Barad, Arbe, Choshech, Makas Bechoros. So Barad came first and whammy what was going to the groin, right? Whatever hadn't come out of the ground yet and then grew only later, right? That was eaten up by the Arbe. But it says when the Arbe comes, it will be Kisas Ena Aretz. So it will cover the eye of the land. It says Rashi over there, es ein ha'aretz, es mare ha'aretz. Mare ha'aretz.
What's the eye of the land?
So that's what it's saying. Rashi says, record over here, the ein ha'aretz is, record is the view of the land. Mare ha'aretz, the ability to see the land. The ability to see the land. So note, it's an interesting thing. In the context of hereby when Balak says that the Jewish people kisas ein haaretz, so Rashi says over in our parsha, who's the ein haaretz? Is Sichon and Og, right?
Why they were covering the land?
No, they were the ones who were watching the land. And they were the watchers of the land.
You go with that shot?
No, I'm saying that's how when Balak says Kisas Eina Aretz, that they have covered the eye of the land. They mean the ones who were being mashgiach, the ones who were watching over the land. Who is that? That's Sichon and Og. That's why when Balak says the words Kisas Eina Aretz, he means the ones who are watching land. They destroyed it. It's going to be with me now. Right? That's Balak's concern. He calls Bilam in. You know, gotta help me. Curse them, destroy them, etc. Chase them away from me. Because they covered over the Ein Ha'aretz. The Ein Ha'aretz are the watchers of the land. Who are the watchers of the land? Sichon and Og. In the same phrase, Kisas Ein Ha'aretz, in the Arbe, in the Chumash, right? In the Chumash, in Shmos, it's all in the Chumash, in Shmos, in Parshas Bo. So there, when it means Kisayin Aretz, Rashi says, Mareh Aretz. Mareh Aretz. The view of the land.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so two different definitions.
Right, two different definitions. Obviously, because it's being said by two different people. It's not just the Jews in the context, it's two different people saying it. You know, when Balak says Ein Aretz, Balak is, it means,
oh,
it means, when Balak says Ein Haaretz, what Balak says Ein Haaretz is a reference to Sichon and Og. When the Rebbeinu Shalom, yeah, in the context of the Makos in Mitzrayim, says Ein Haaretz is Mara Art, the view of the land. So says the Gur Ari over there, in Parshas Bo, as Mara Art, Perush, Shivanesha, Arbe, Yeh, Kol, Kach, Harbe, Achiafsik, Bein Haor, Sha'ala Oretz, Ubein Haoretz. The Arbe that would be so multitudinous, right? There'd be so many locusts, right? So many, that it will block the light of the sun. So you won't be able to see, right? You won't be able to see the Oretz. It's interesting, it's the thing. It doesn't say, it doesn't focus on the idea that you won't be able to see the sun. Because you won't be able to see the sun either, obviously. Not because there's so many of them. But it points to the fact that the light from the sun won't reach the Aretz. The light from the sun won't reach the Aretz. That's what the Gur Aryeh says. The light from the sun won't reach the Aretz. Ubezei chasem mara aretz, shloya nira mara aretz, apagav shloya arba mamash al aretz. They're not going to be on the ground. Again, there are different ways to understand. Recall, there are those Mepharshim who say that it did mean they were on the ground. right? They cover the land. The Taz, I think, explains like that, whatever. But the Maharal says, the Pshat and Rashi, is not that they're sitting on the land. It's that they're flying in the air, but they created a division. They created a division between the sun, the light of the sun, and the earth, and therefore you couldn't see the earth. Maras of our arts. Note, the Hamidavar, the Netziv, says on the same thing there in Parshas Bo. It says, V'chisas ein arts, mashmos ayin, pam, hudavar shenosim ayin aleha, kosh v'yon r'seik v'breishis. The word ayin, sometimes you put, keep your eye on it, right? Sefer Dvorim. Upam mashmos mishim mashgiach, v'shtam ayin, kemo enia eda. In other words, the word ayin can sometimes don't keep your eye on it, look at it, or it could be mashgiach. Be mashgiach. Right? Like he says, the eni ha'eda. Those who are the eyes of the nation, they're being mashgiach upon the people. It's not just they're looking at the people, like let's say the Sanhedrin. They're called the eni ha'eda. Or the heads of what he called the Jewish people. That the eni ha'eda, they're being mashgiach upon. Not that they're looking at them all the time, legal, it's legal. So let's think for a second. The Maharal says, right? The Maharal says that go with this idea that the Eser Makos in Yitzias Mitzrayim are connected. They are parallel to the Esara Mamoros the world was created with. In other words, the world was created with 10 Mamoros. And really, a person should be able to see the world clearly through the lens of the Asar Mamoros, the 10 statements, 10 sayings that Hashem said in the creation of the world. The problem is that as the world fell into an abyss of Avodah Zarah and superficiality and being steeped in all sorts of taivas and stuff like that, so you developed a thick lacquer on top of the on top of the Asar Mamoros. So you no longer saw the world through the lens of the Asar Mamoros. You didn't see Hashem's presence in the world, which should have been, as it were, sparkling underneath the physicality there, waiting for you to view it. It was covered over with a cheap lacquer, with a cheap shellac. And therefore the Torah required, right, as Marl explains, required the Eser Makos, the 10 Makos, to come and to strip away, right, to strip away that shellac that covered the Eser Mamoros. And the Marl says that those 10, right, those 10, this idea, many years ago, from what he called from Moshe Shapiro's Zechazak of the Kosh of Bracha, yeah, that those 10 Mamoros, yeah, those 10 Makos, yeah, as it were, they start from the last mimer, and they strip away that shellac. And as the makos go on, they're going deeper and deeper and uncovering another layer of shellac, another layer, till finally, yeah, the last three ma'amoros, the last three ma'amoros are Yehi Rakia, right? Let there be a division in the firmament. The one before that is He Or, let there be light. And the one before that is Breshis Bar Elokim. And therefore, the last three Makos are Arbe, right? Arbe, locust, yeah. Choshech, darkness, connected by He Or. And, right, Makos Bechoros, where Hashem Himself came and destroyed the firstborn, and that's connected Breshis Bar Elokim, where Hashem alone is there. And he would equal, he creates the world. But going back to our issue over here, that the Arbe is connected, the Arbe is there as that which strips away the shellac of the Rakia. The idea of the creation of the Rakia, right, which is on the second day, and that's the day when Gehenna was created. That's the day when Malachi Chabalah, the angels of destruction, created. Because that's why there's no Kitov said on that day. There's no Kitov said on that day. There's no Kitov said on that day. Whatever. Because the idea is that what was done on the second day to separate the heaven from the earth, to realize, to see the incredible connection between Hashem as the source and that which exists here on the earth, is necessary to give us Bechira Chofshis. It's necessary. Because if everything were clear, if everything were totally clear, yeah, that the heavens and the earth are connected, that Hashem is the Mashpia, and that which we are receiving over here from Him is all emanates directly from Him, we'd have no Bechira. So on the one hand, it's necessary for our existence. On the other hand, it creates division. It creates a potential for sin. Right? Because things are not clear. Things are not clear. So therefore, to strip away the false perception of the connection between the heavens and the earth, i.e., the wrong outlook. Yeah, looking instead, I don't see any connection. Instead of realizing, look more deeply, then you'll find the connection. It only looks disconnected in order to give you free will, give you bechira. Right? That's the choice. Do I say, oh, it doesn't look connected to me, or do you say, no, I know there's something here. Look more deeply and you'll see the connection. And I know the reason that it's not totally connected, obviously, yeah, striking me in the face is only because otherwise I have no free will. So to strip that away came the Arba. Is Machase the Ein Ha'aretz. They cover up the view of the earth. Now there's you Mitzrim, who are living, yeah, without seeing that Hashgacha of Hashem is what's giving you all this plenty, all this success, all the things you have, you know, here in your land. So you need the punishment of Arba, the Makkah, to strip away your false perception of the reality, which is the connection between the heavens and the earth. By that token also as well. We're not going to Parshas Vayei, we're not going to Koshes Vayior, but that you understand. So now let's go a step further. Bnei Yisrael went into Mitzrayim. Then we left Mitzrayim. Right? Left Mitzrayim. And they're attacked by Amalek. And they're in Parshas Beshalach. Parshas Beshalach. We've talked about this before. That in Parshas Beshalach, so there Hashem says that, Ki yod al case ka, for the hand, al case ka, case. So Rashi understands that they're at the end of Beshalach when the Amalekim attack Bnei Israel, and then Hashem declares that he'll forever be at war, yeah, with the Amalekim until they're destroyed, right? So there it says, Ki yod al case ka. So Rashi says it means that the hand of Hashem swears by his keys, case, his holy throne, right? That there'll always be a war against Amalek. But then let's see, if take a look for a second in the Hamek Dover there. The Hamek Dover says, Ki yod al case ka, b'psikta. See that? The Hamek Dover smack dab in the middle there, the Hamek Dover, right? Ki yod al case ka, the psikta, and the medrash says, Ki yad shal amolik. Right? The medrash psikta doesn't say the yad is referring to the yad of Hashem. But rather, the yad is referring to the yad of amolik, the hand of amolik. Ki yad shal amolik, mashlo ke adam, shemiyach yodo aponim shal melech, shal lahabit ala bendida. It's comparable, the medrash says, it's comparable, the yad, al kes ka. That the hand of Amalek, what is he like, says the Mashal of the Medrash, like a miserable individual who places his hand before the eyes of the king so that he can't look out upon the kingdom, Medina. Abir, Alpi, Deisim, Menachos. He says the understanding of this is just like it says in Menachos. Right? He says, the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, place your trust in Hashem forever. For Hashem created, right, his worlds with the Shem Yud K. There's some typos here. Yeah. Kinedarsh or the Yudabar Eloi. Elu Shnei Olamos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created. We talked about this before. Hashem created the worlds. He created Olam Hazeh with the Os Hey. Remember we talked about that. And he created the world Olam Haba with the Os Yud. The Os Yud. Yeah, it's small, as the Gemara explains over there, with its head bent, because the number of tzaddikim in Olam Haba are few in comparison to the people, the denizens of the earth that have walked this planet, right? And they're there in humility, like a yud is small and a yud is head is bent in humility, right? And the, what do you call it, the hay of Olam Hazeh is what do you call it, is the letter of the creation of this world, right? Like the Gemara says, it's like an open entranceway. It's bounded on three sides, which is what the hay is. It's bounded on three sides. Yeah. And what do you call it? Right? And the one side is left open. Right? And the idea is if a person looks carefully, he sees that he's bounded in this world by Hashem's will. But if you look at the bottom of the hay, it's all open. It's party time. Right? Hava, so that's what he called, that's what the Gemara says with regard to the Osir's Yud and Hey in Hashem's name. Says the Nitzid, what about the last letters of Hashem's name, the Vav and the Hey? The Vav and the last Hey? He says, Havav, right? Right? He says, the Vav and the Hey are referenced not to HaKadosh Baruch's creation of the world. Again, this becomes involved with very, you know, deep ideas that be totally beyond us. But we're just using the way the Nesiv understands it. The Vav and the Hey are the way Hashem guides the world. He says, Havav, on the third line in that Hamek Dov there, towards the end of the line, Havav who midas Tiferes, Lamala Menateva. The Vav is, the Mida of Tiferes, of glory, which is, beyond the world of Teva, and as Hashem does Nisim for the Jewish people. The Hey, Basra, and the last Hey, midas Malchus Shemaim, Hashkoch B'derech HaTeva. And the last hay is the hay of Hashgacha B'derech HaTeva, in the fashion of Teva. The Kasher Hashgacha, so Yisborach V'olam, of Hashem Sholem. When Hashem's Hashgacha is recognized in the world, then His name is complete. Habriya Nima Hashgacha, creation with divine providence. Amal Kasher Amalek Ratzel HaHafrid. Hashgachos Yisborach Me'abriya. Amalek wants to say that God forbid Chas V'Chalil and the Borei Olam is not being Mashiach upon the world. He's not. His ayin, as it were, is not upon the world. His eye, his Hashgach, is not upon the world. Harei Kavosh Meiniach Yara Panav Shemelach Shelo Lashgiach Avadina Shelo. He's like the guy in the Medrash, the Mashal of the disgusting individual, puts his hand up in front of the Melech so that he can't see. Right, he can't see the kingdom. Kachorot lahavshig bein yud k the vav k v'zeu ki yod al kei schar. That's what the pasuk means. Says the tzim, and he can explain the medrash. Ki yod al kei schar. Hashem is mechad. Hashem. But it was Amalek covers case. We lashon kisui to cover the. But it called the shade, the yud and the hay, the letters of creation of this world and the next world. Yeah. And says it was in record, but there is no Vav-Hei. He doesn't see. He's not Mashiach. Just like he doesn't see you, you don't see him. Kilu. So that's what he called. That is the parish according to the Nitziv over there. Al-Kain, Milchama Hashem Amalek. That's why it says the end. We said that verse says there will always be a war between Hashem and Amalek until this approach to the world that God is not involved in the lives of man is destroyed. Milchama Hashem Amalek. Hashkechach Afratis Yenilchem Bekoach HaTeva Tomi. There always is going to be this battle between the Kochos of Teva, which is Hashem's will also, but it's a will of Hashem that in fact hides the Hashem's presence. We take things for granted. We think, what do you call it? Oh, the sun rises, the sun sets. Sun rises, the sun sets. The sky is blue. The different, what do you call it? The signs of the zodiac. It's a self-enclosed system. It's all Hashem's will. But it's the very will of Hashem, that really gives us the opportunity to have Bechira, but it hides Hashem's presence. But what we're struggling always is to reveal the Hashgacha Pratis. So there's always going to be this tug of war. The Dvar Milchama Talui B'Koach Yisrael. And the whole issue of this Milchama is dependent upon the strength of the Jewish people. Uksiv Amalek. him. Amalek is below Am. Kigam Amalek and Kochi Yetzir Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. El Atak Ratzon Shetehei Hashgachotzul Vatev Nuchamim Tadir. Right? This is always going to be the Mikuach. So you have a very interesting thing over here, right? We have, on the one hand, right, we said that what did Bilam say, what did Balak say originally, the very beginning of the Parsha? Yine'am Yotem Yisrael Chisa Es Ein Haaretz. Right? They've covered, what do you call it? They've covered the eye of the land. What did Rashi say over there? This is the way that Balak talks. What is it? The way he talks, the ones who protected us. Who are they? Sihon and Og. Right? In other words, who are the ones, the protectors of my land? Sihon and Og. The army. Right? The army, the mercenaries, or not the mercenaries, the great nations, they paid them a fortune of money, the protection money, that they should protect them, etc. And now the Jews push them off the face of the earth. So the Ein Haaretz, how does Balak call the Ein Haaretz? The Ein Haaretz are the mighty nations who he was paying tribute to in the expectation they were going to protect him. But we know, right, the real Ein Haaretz, the real Ein Haaretz is the Bor Shalom, right? Hashem is giving Mashgiach. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to reveal this idea, like we said, that the Makkah of Arba over there, the Makkah of Arba was to reveal that the whole concept of what appears to be the separation of heaven to earth, the Rakia, the division, is only there just to give us the ability of Bechira. But not because well, there is no connection. There is a connection. You have to work. You have to toil to see the connection. So Moab, right, is living on, what do you call it, in the same world that the Makkah of Arba came to eliminate. And Amalek, attacks the Jewish people because also that's what they want to do. That's their fight against the Jewish people. Don't you tell us that Hashem is being Mashgiach. Hashem is guiding, what do you call it, guiding your lives. He's not involved. You're going to believe he created the world? Wonderful. You're going to believe there's a world to come? Right? Religion is the opiate of the people. That's fine. That makes you happy. Keeps you off dope. Whatever it is. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But don't tell us he's involved in our lives. He's not involved in our lives. So let's look at the last Svasemis there. On the end of the page. Kithas ain't ha'aretz. Right? Explaining what he called them. Right? They covered the eye of the land. Yishapar is based Pirushim. The Sfas Emes says, and he says in several different paragraphs, right? He says in this one, he says in Tov Reshlam Tess, right? He says in many places here that the Jewish people, right? The Jewish people, when they came out, right? What does Balak say about them? He says, "V'chisa es ein ha'aretz." They cover the eye of the land, right? So there's a double entendre here, there's double meaning. Rashi says, my view of the land they covered. They got rid of Sichon and Oak. Right? They got rid of Sichon and Oak. But that's what the Jewish people meant to do. They meant, as it were, to show, right? To show that your superficial view of the world, right? Might makes right, yeah. Etc., 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 that you live in this world, totally steeped in this world, and then you don't have to worry about any connection above, etc. The Jewish people are coming to destroy that. They're coming, now the way they're doing it though, they really, it's not like we're going to come all of a sudden our very existence and the way that Hashem is Mashgiach upon us is meant to reveal that. And when they saw that, When Moab saw that, that's what bugged them out of their gazoo. If the Jews enter into Eretz Yisrael, which is their place, right? And this way of life now becomes ensconced. It becomes, as it were, rooted here, in our midst. They're going to change the world. The world is going to change. If the Jews are going to live, yeah, a non-superficial life, right? They're going to live, right? They're going to cover over, as it were, our Ein Haaretz, yeah, our way of looking at the world, which is might makes right, do whatever we call give you the best buck, do whatever gives most pleasure immediately, etc. Let's just live, you know, etc. Very, very, you know, into the sensation of the here and the now, into the power, what's going to give me the most kavod, the most success. What do you call it? If they become ensconced in their land, that's going to be our end. And they saw this like the Sfasema says toward the end of the second line, Yerosh Loba Tulfasa, right? They saw it, right? And they weren't happy about it. Like what do you call it? It's Vayar Balak. That's what he saw. Like the pasuk says in the bottom of Yeshaya, Hashmein Leiv Amazev Oznav Achbei Beinav Hashav Pen Yerev Einav. Yeah, people sometimes their hearts become thick. Yeah, they become fat. Right? Their hearts become fat, and their ears become stuffed up, and their eyes are covered over. Why? Lest they see things. Yeah, pen yira einav uznav yishmal lovo yavin v'shavar up below. Lest they see things the way things really are, and hear things the way they really to be heard, and feel things the way they meant to be felt, and then they'll have to do tshuva and be healed, and they don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Like take a long walk off a short pier. I don't want to hear about it. The two aspects of what Bnei Yisrael has to do. On the one hand, they have to, by living their life, show that the superficial perception of the world is wrong. And the other hand, they can't think, yeah, that they, you know, can't take that sense of closeness now and feel like they're in control of it, right? And there's sometimes, you know, when a person feels, you know, like, oh, I got it clear. Even that beats his gaiva, and then destroys the very connection that he has. You understand something. It's, I understand, I know, I'm on top of everything. Everybody, everything, and everyone around me, yeah, is subservient to me. If a Jew has to watch carefully that even as he's living a life, an internal life, that he shouldn't, as it were, allow it to go to his head, right? Because then he loses the very thing that he found. So there's two aspects here. There is, on the one hand, the shmirah, the Jew, on the one hand, has to live his life in such a fashion that he doesn't live a superficial life. And that his view of the earth, and his view of life, and his view of human experience is one that's not superficial, but rather, yeah, much more subtle, much more deep, yeah, much more lofty, etc. On the other hand, he can't allow it, what he called, to be exposed, like on the sea, what we understand here, because then he's exposing, as it were, right, to the Ein Ra of the Ubos HaOlam, right? Because he's taken his greatness and put it just on the top. Right? On the top of the list of other forms of greatness. There's the Forbes 500, and later on we're a step above the Forbes 500. But that's not it. It's not on the same list. It's not in the same, it's not part of the same story. In other words, really, again, I'm reading this record into the Sfasemis. That there's two things. You have to live marching to the beat of another drummer, mm-hmm. Okay? But after you've lived to the beat of what I call of marching with that other drummer, you can't allow that sense of you're living on a different plane, okay, to make you feel as though, well, I'm a step above everybody else. In other words, they've got, you know, their things, but I'm higher than them. I'm higher than them, right? Because once you give it to your gaiva, right, this is what I've got. Then you've messed it over again. You've taken this connection to Hashem, which you have to relate to in a sense of humility, and you put it back into this world, right? And made yourself staple your thumbs to your suspenders. That's what it means, right? They have to always be sanua with it. They have to always, right, cool. The Jewish people, in other words, this sense of religion, a person has to realize that as he's living, but it has to be in a sense of humility as well. He says, and that's what, for instance, when Yosef hid, right, Rachel, so Esav shouldn't see his mother. This is the idea. Don't allow it to be viewed. Don't really go, hey, you see what qualities we've got? You've got qualities, we've got big armies, we've got qualities of ruchnius. It always has to be held on to in a sense of humility. And as long and when the Jew lives his internal life in such a state of it is greatness, it is loftiness, but also in a fashion of humility vis-à-vis the revolution. It doesn't expose the outside. See, you've got these qualities, we've got those qualities. That's why we live in such a scary time now. The Jewish people are incredibly ridiculed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing all sorts of incredible things to the Jewish people. Right? All the things the political things that have transpired in the last year or whatever. I mean, it's crazy, they're not normal. But if we become complacent with it, if we become, we see, right, God is close to us. See, right? Finally, God is showing them God is close to us. God is close to us. Look what he did. He's machinating what he called all these things here for, he called, the President of the United States and this and that and the next thing. The peace deals that are favorable to what he called for the Jews and da da da. I see God's on our side, etc. What we've done is we've fallen into the trap. Right? We've fallen into the trap of taking our very source of strength, which is our sense of connecting to Hashem in a state of humility, that he's running everything. And we've transformed it into just one more quality. So there's 4,500, and there's what he calls 4,500 plus one. We're on the top. But we put it onto the same list. That's our undoing. That's why all of the brachos of Bilam turned back into klolos again. They turned it back into klolos. All the brachas that gave in the parsha, they all came in the end. They all turned into klolos because we didn't reach later on. The only one that remained was Matov Olech Yaakov. The Beit Hamedrash is the Beit. What do you call it? What do you call the Beit Knesset? But we're standing in Avodah Hashem in Limud Torah and what do you call in Tefillah. So that didn't get messed up. But Malchus and all the other great things, because in the end, if we use it, that's part of the trick of his bracha. Is that if we take that bracha and it swells our head and we transform it to something external, it becomes a kolala. Becomes a kolala. I just want to with one thing. Alright. I can't find the passage I'm looking for. But basically the idea is that we have to be careful. Right? We have to be careful. That our world view always has to be deeper than that. We can't, as it were, our world view has to be deeper than that of the nations of the world around us. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, even after we realize that our world view is deeper than the nations around us, we can't transform that into a source of right, to put it onto the same frame of reference as the qualities that we see ourselves as being superior to them. Right, look how close Hashem is to us. Look how close Hashem. We have to always maintain our sense of humility. That's the way we have to look at Hashem's hashgacha. That Hashem is in his graciousness is giving to us, and not saying, see, like, we're on top of the world now, God's favoring us, and said, correct, we did it, right? 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 Like, in our righteousness, this Hashem is bestowed upon us. Because it's not true. It's not true. It's a gift. But anyway, this is two different ways of seeing is believing. Seeing should be believing. Right? But you have to see it properly. Okay. All right, just go ahead. Here's the pasuk. It's in the beginning of Dvarim. Mochiach Adam Acharai Chein Yimotze Mimachlik Loshon. I heard someone speak about this last night. Rav Jolti spoke about this last night. Sheva Brachos. Mochiach Adam Acharai. A person who gives tochacha to someone, right, and causes him to follow Hashem. Chein Yimotze. He will find favor. He will find favor. A person who gives tochacha, right? He makes sure what tochacha, the entire idea of tochacha is to be mochiach, to prove to somebody, to show to somebody how to live, how to see things. Yeah, wait, wrong, whatever it is. The idea is you're being, when you're mochiach, tochacha is reproach. Mochiach means also to prove. Show him the way, prove him to put him the way. When you're not complimenting a person and making him feel like he's the top of the world. Again, we're broken people nowadays. We need more compliments than really call up than in the past. But whatever. But a person who's put together, right? A person who's put together. Maybe they won't have anybody like that anymore. Right? You can't give them people to chach anymore. Yeah. Okay. Fine. At any event, the pasuk Mochiach Adam Acharai Chein Yimotzei. That person will find favor. Mimachlik Loshon, from a person who gives a smooth tongue. Bilam gave us all sorts of blessings and this and that and the next thing. Like I said, they all turned back into catastrophes. So if we think about it in the terms of what he called the way that the Sfasem is explaining it, is because if once we become full of ourselves, etc., look, what God Hashem did for us over here, right? Finally the world sees our qualities. How superior we are. Look at this. Look at the President of the United States is what he called is saying this about to the Jewish people, and he's moving them embassy to what he called to Yerushalayim, and he's offering what he called he's backing away throughout the, what he called the Iranian regime, and he's getting the Arabs even to what he called to support us, and da 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 da. If we fall prey to that, and then take those same, as it were, yeah, those compliments, and now we put it back into the regular world, it turns into a kalala. Chas v'chalila, Hashem Yishmarim, Hashem should save us. Right, b'diyuk. But if we remember to mochiach ourselves, right? How much I've got to do to really be worthy, right? And really it's a gift from Hashem. It's all chas de Hashem. That's lasting. So, Chor, that would explain why Dafka, the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaMedrash were the places that tie us back to reality, where they are. Service of Hashem in Tefillah, right? And Avodas Hashem through what he called through Torah, to keeping our worldview clear. That's a secret to success. Okay. Good job.